This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, AJ, you got bases loaded. You got the crowd on their feet. You got the rain falling. What an environment last night. Are you still buzzing?
Pretty awesome, wasn't it? I mean, and the right guy at the plate who's going to make you throw a strike. So that was pretty awesome. Ending to a really good game. Those are two beasts on the mound. You know, our guy was a little bit better, and we came up big with some good swing decisions at the end to get the win.
Is Gleyber Torres the guy that, if you had a choice and you were picking one of your guys, and it's probably tough to do that, but in that situation, you mentioned it, all right, he's going to make you throw a strike. Is he the guy that you feel most comfortable in that situation?
I think so, yes, because he's going to make you throw a strike, and he's not going to try to do too much. I think one little hidden part of last night was, you know, Jermai Jones not trying to play hero, Gleyber not trying to be these just dramatic kind of walk-off homer and these like scripts that get written in your head sometimes. Gleyber, of all of our guys, not going to overswing, generally not going to swing outside the zone, and he knows a single wins it there. Just happens to be he didn't throw him a strike to single, so he ended up walking. So that to me is like the balance that Gleyber brings to this lineup.
It's a good point, too, because he's sitting on 500 RBIs. It would have been really tempting to, hey, I'm going to go be, but he did exactly what he needed to do. Hey, AJ, as we chronicle this team, right, the ups and the downs, it looks like you guys have put that ugly stretch behind you. When you look back, what was the biggest key to getting out of that funk you guys were in?
Yeah, just stay in the course. I mean, I know it's really hard in our sport to, like, not ride, you know, the momentum either way when you're playing. But when I look around the league, you know, Milwaukee, you know, who's been the hottest team in baseball, gets swept by the Cubs yesterday. The Yankees hit 9 homers after kind of being told they can't hit. The Padres are in first place riding high, get swept by the Dodgers. They're back in second place. I mean, it's just a game that requires the ability to run the marathon. And so all that being said, I'm really proud that our guys just stayed the course. You know, it helps when Riley Green warms up and Karp, you know, is a huge impact. And Wessel Perez took over one game, and then we just talked about Gleyber. Colt Keith has had an exceptional August. Like, it's somebody different every day, but we stayed the course mentally to just play our schedule, play series. We've now won, 4 series in a row, which is kind of what we're built on. You know, we're built to win series, and that's what it takes to win deep into the season is win series. And so we just never really strayed away from our process, which I know is not always the emotional thing to say or necessarily even the fun thing to say, but it's the reality of 162. And we still have a lot more to go. Like, we have not qualified for the playoffs. We have not won our division. We have not done enough yet. So we'll get back at it today with the same mentality.
When you see Jack Flaherty go out there and pitch the way that he did, and he's pitched really good against good teams, and then fair or unfair, we expect every time Scooble gets out there, it's a Scooble start, it's a Scooble win. as you get towards the end of August and September, how important is it for especially the veteran guys to be pitching their best and your veteran hitters to be getting their A game as you approach the postseason?
Yeah, it's important, but let me give you a little nugget. Like, we lost a couple Scooble starts down the stretch when we were 31-11 last September. So, like, it's not always one guy, or it's not always like we have to win that game. We need to win as many games as we can, but we need our players to play well and be ready. But I don't know which player is going to be the most important tonight. So when you're talking about Jack, like, spin and strikes, he's really good. And he can go through any lineup. As you said, he pitches pretty well against good teams. But it's about spin and it's about strikes with him. You know, with Tarik, obviously, he has no room for error at people who watch him because he's so dominant and so good. I mean, I'm thinking back of, like, the time that I've been here. How many times have I been asked about a 7-inning, 3-run start like I was 6 days ago and being asked, like, is everything okay with Scooble? Like, think about that. seven inning, 3 runs, and I'm getting asked about, like, is he doing all right? Is he frustrated? And you're like, wow, what a different standard he pitches under. So, yes, you know, in the big picture, we need our best guys and our veteran guys but we also need our role players to be good. We also need our bullpen to pitch like we did last night. Will Vest was exceptional with the 2 innings and the emotional, you know, ride at the back end of the game. So, you know, I just don't try to pin it on one thing or another. We got to be good in every area to get where we want to get to and play as deep as we want to play.
Troy Melton, we've seen him come out of the bullpen. We've seen him be a starter. And other than that first start, like, it's been really fun to watch him grow and be really good on the mound. What is the plan for his young arm, as much as you could share with us, in terms of innings, and how do you get him to the postseason so he's still productive for you?
Exactly. I mean, he's a weapon, you know, in any role. And we're trying to ride that fine line of a young pitcher who's piled up a lot of innings, who we want to be a factor down the stretch and into October. And we don't really know the role. You know, I pitched him the other day. We were up 5 or 6. I got him up to help Jack. Jack got through his outing. I ended up pitching Melton in a 1-inning stint because I just don't want it to be 5 and 6 days before, you know, without him pitching. And in Chicago, I didn't expect him to go 5. He goes 5. Now that requires some rest. So it's a balancing act. You know, he's up and available today. He will factor in pretty heavily this weekend if he doesn't pitch today. But I just see him in this hybrid role down the stretch where maybe 1 inning, maybe 2, 3 innings, maybe 5 innings might start. Like, we have a pitcher who can emotionally handle the unknown, and we're going to use it so that we can deploy his innings at the right time. I will have to pitch him occasionally, like the other day in a sort of a non-leverage, I don't want to say not important, but it was 10-0, you know, when he comes in. That's just part of keeping him fresh and, you know, hopefully deploy him however we can when it matters the most. Like, there could be a game here in the next couple of days where starter goes 6 and I just hand it to Melton and he goes 7, 8, 9. Even with Finnegan and Vest up, like, that's a pretty valuable day where the next day we'll have our whole bullpen fresh. So we'll see how it plays out, but I'm always trying to find ways to get Troy in the game because of the stuff he's showing.
Talking to Tiger manager AJ Hinch this morning, I don't want to gloss over something you said earlier. Colt Keith's having a hell of a month of August, leading the team in OPS. And here's a guy here leading off in a lot of these games. Just his development, what have you seen?
Yeah, I see a good player, you know, a good hitter and someone who's still learning to grow and probably teaching us all a lesson to be a little patient, you know, with guys that come up. And I love how he's taken some adjustments into the box and he's handling the leadoff spot well because he controls his zone. He will walk. He's really good against right-handed pitching. And he's like the guy that's a hitter first. And, you know, when I get asked about his power, I always cringe a little bit because I'm like, this guy's a hitter first. The power will come. And then he pops one the other day for a homer. If you're a homer first and not a good hitter, you probably can't hit in the leadoff spot. It doesn't help our balance. It's all or nothing, which is not something that he's ever been in the minor leagues or the big leagues. So he's just settling in around it. His game planning's getting better. His execution's getting better. His reaction to success failure is getting better. You know, he's not even, what is it, 700 at-bats into his career, 800 at-bats into his career. That's a sign of good things to come for a developing young hitter.
I don't know when the right time to ask you this question is, and we may even ask you it again in the coming weeks, but the top two seeds. Because last week or last time we talked to you, we really felt like there was a sense of urgency that you had in what you were telling us. How much of is a focus or discussion on getting one of those top two seeds, and how important is that to you guys?
That's important. I mean, because you're just in a better position to set up your pitching and in a better position to get healthy, and you know, you don't want the stress of that you don't need, right? Like everybody wonders, like, hey, do you want to play the three games? Like, not if we're losing. You know, you don't want to lose a game to a good pitcher. Everybody has good players. So, you know, listen, I think you try to win as many games, and you keep that mentality. If you win as many as you can, and you need it to be more than the others. And I don't know how much to stress it quite yet, because, like, that finish line is still a month away, and it's 30-plus games. And as we've seen in the previous 30, a lot can happen in those games. So it's not a failure if it doesn't happen. It isn't necessarily like the end-all, be-all, sellout until, you know, the end, and use your pitching so aggressively that you screw up the, you know, a series that could be in October. But we're aware where we're at, and we want to win it. We want to be the best team in the league. You want to be the best team in the league, you got to try to win every game. And if you end up in the one or two seed, you host a game and get a little bit of a break. That'll be told over the next 30 days.
Rob Manfred on Sunday Night Baseball brought up this idea of, if we expand, we could reimagine some of these divisions. You normally have a pretty thoughtful perspective on the league as a whole. What would you think if they started to rearrange these divisions?
I think it'd be good for everybody from a travel standpoint. You know, I know it's hard because, like, those of us that are in it every day, you know, talk about the travel and the grind and the, you know, just think of it next week. So we're in the middle of a playoff race. We are going to play on Sunday against Kansas City, emotional series against the Royals, hop on a plane, fly to Sacramento of all places, play three night games, and then we got to come back to Kansas City the next day. And we have an off day, but it's your body clock and everything changes, and then we play the Royals again. So these type of things that we can ease on the schedule, or we can create some regional rivalries and ease some of the burden of the schedule, probably good. You know, I also wonder about, you know, division winners. Do we create more divisions and create those heated rivalries that benefit you in the playoff stretch? So I'm all for tweaking things. You know, I am a traditionalist in my own right, but, like, I'm not sure that we've have the perfect setup for the 30 teams. We go to 32 teams, and maybe there's one on the east, maybe there's one on the west, and you can create some regional activity. I think that's probably a good thing.
Who should be in the Tigers division?
Oof, that's a good question. You know, I mean, obviously the Chicago teams, the Cleveland, I think Toronto is a terrific rivalry with Rinser right next door to us. And, you know, I think those are probably the teams that first come to mind from a regional perspective, but they call Pittsburgh our natural rival, which I still have not understood, you know, why we play that home and home against them every year. And especially since they got Paul Skeens, I don't really need to be their natural rival.
Yeah, we're right there with you.
He's Tiger manager AJ Hinch. We appreciate your time as always.
You got it. Appreciate you guys.
It's 97.1. All right, KG Law, I've been telling you about him. If you find yourself in a spot where you're in a car accident, not a good time, you're dealing with a lot of stress, you may be in pain, you need someone who's going to look out for you, someone who cares about you, and that's the whole deal with KG Law. It's their phone number, 877-KG-CARES. You can check them out online at kgcares.com, spell it K-A-J-Y. Lawrence KG is a Detroiter. He built his business with you in mind, looking out for you, and he wants to win for you. 98% success rate. Give him a call, 877-KG-CARES, online at kgcares.com. That's K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, set the scene. It's extra innings. It's Houston. You haven't scored all game. Crowd's on their feet, light rain in the air, and Gleyber Torres at the plate. Dan Dickerson on the call. John, it was a hell of a scene last night, and it's a signature series win for the Tigers. It's their first series win against a team above 500 since the All-Star break. So, you know, we said, hey, do what you got to do against the division, right? Pop Chicago and beat up on Minnesota. But this is a different level. When you get what you got from Flaherty, what you get what you got from Skubal, when you find a way to win, even when you're not knocking guys in, those are big-time wins for the Detroit Tigers. So we want to know, are they all the way back from the abyss, the dark days of losing 12 of 13 and the frustrations of the trade deadline? And boy, we had people who thought they were going to lose this division. Not you or me, but there were people who thought they were going to lose this division. Are you all the way back now? They're the favorites in the American League. They have the best record in the American League. Does that sound right to you? That doesn't mean they're a perfect team. You could still view some things as concerning, 0 for 8 with runners in scoring position. You can still want to see the bullpen get a little more solidified. But, John, yeah, the answer is in a topsy-turvy American League, they're there.
They are there, and I think you've got to go top to bottom with this team. Are they perfect? No. Nobody's going to sit there and tell you that they've got a bulletproof pitching staff or a bulletproof lineup. But they have enough parts, and it's always the team is always the sum of the parts. And so there are some that are a zero, some that are on days a negative, then there's some that are, you know, a two or a three. And so you're just adding all of these up. But the reason I say it's the sum of the parts and it's top to bottom is the guy that we just talked to. Mm-hmm. It's AJ Hinch, and it's putting guys in position. And I don't know what the exact number is. I don't know how often. I don't watch all the other teams. I watch them a lot, but there's no one more active with their lineup than AJ Hinch in regards, even if it's a Cole Keith he's 3 of 4 and then he comes up, but he comes out because it's a situation and a position where AJ sees I can put Wenzel Perez in position to be successful in this moment. And it's the same thing with the pitching staff where I want to be able to create matchups that are beneficial to us. How do I massage the lineup? How do I massage the bullpen to get those matchups? And that's where I think this team has a distinct advantage. It's AJ Hinch.
I would agree with that. Like last night, right? Colt Keith is leading the team in OPS in the month of August. They pinch hit for him for Jamai right. Jones. Why would you do that? You know, Jamai Jones gave him a quality at bat and standing over on first base. Drew a walk. And Gleyber Torres, he's the guy you want at the game at the end of the game because he probably has the best swing decisions on the team. John, I can't believe they didn't throw him something near the strike zone. Because like, if I'm a pitcher in that spot, I'd rather give up a grand slam than walk in the winning run.
Right.
Right? I mean, you're with me on that. Like, hey, because if it's in the strike zone, maybe he swings and misses. Or maybe he gets underneath it and it pops straight up in the air. Or maybe he rockets it, but he hits it right at one of my guys. I have to go down throwing a pitch in the strike zone. I was like, wow, this is hilarious. What a way to win a baseball game. But you take it. And yeah. We ask you guys what it means. 248-539-9797. Joe in Highland, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. You know what it means? It means we're still on our mission, and it's great. But what really bothers me the most is this last month and a half of fans. I mean, you're allowed to be a fan, do whatever you want, but every team with a winning record in July and part through August has dumped it, other than Brewers and Toronto. Mm-hmm. And we just got to enjoy what we got because, man, I'd hate to be a Houston Astro fan. Three games in a row of scoring no runs. And we also have, since I think it's a trade deadline or All-Star break.
Oh, we lost you there, Joe.
I did not hang up on him. I know that sound sometimes means the host hangs up on a guy. That's mid-thought. To pick up where he was going with this, I wouldn't trade places with Houston in a million years. They have Seattle nipping at their heels. Yeah. They've been shut out three straight to his point. And the gap to try to get one of those first-round buys
is growing.
It's growing, and they don't have the tiebreaker right now. His point about everybody struggling is well noted.
It is. And when you think about the struggles, like, okay, coming out of the All-Star break, and I know we were just focused on the Tigers, as we should be, but other than the Brewers and Toronto, there wasn't anybody that was lighting things on fire. Cleveland had a hot run there for a little bit.
Yeah.
But look, it's a season of an ebb and flow. And that's what it's been for the Tigers. And there's been much better and longer prolonged good periods of baseball than there has been that stretch where we were talking to them about them losing 12 of 13.
If you have to sum up where they are right now, in the American League, Seattle could still roll in with a strong lineup and strong pitching and beat them in a 7-game series, right? The Yankees, they got a good 1-2 punch and they could hit 9 home runs any given night. I mean, those bats are potent. They have the best run differential in the American League. It's certainly not a given the Tigers would beat them either. They're going to have a puncher's chance. They're going to be right there in that mix. They avoided disaster. They may have home field in that 7-game series. Mm-hmm. They're going to be in the mix, man. That's all we can ask at this point.
Yeah.
Can't go back to the deadline and can't add players who aren't here. This is who they have. They're going to war with them.
Yeah, and I mean, you talk about adding from within, and it's the way that Colt Keith is playing and hitting right now. It's Melton. Coming in and being a weapon that AJ can use in a lot of different ways.
Let's get to Heather with the news. Heather, what's going on?
Well, a driver is recovering after crashing into a lake in Brighton Township over the weekend, and it's all thanks to the quick actions of several Good Samaritans who pulled this guy from the sinking vehicle. So the crash happened on Sunday right around 6 p.m., and the driver, authorities believe, was experiencing a medical emergency at the time, lost control of his vehicle. There was a witness, probably several witnesses, but this one witness in particular was driving home from church that evening, noticed this car driving really erratically, swerving from the right side of the road to the left side, crossing into oncoming traffic. And then that driver accelerated, crashed through a fence, went airborne, and landed right into this lake. And the witness, without hesitation, said, you know what? Pulled over, told his wife, looks like I'm going swimming, jumped in the lake along with other people, were able to pull this driver, who was unconscious by that time, out of the vehicle to safety. The vehicle completely submerged in this lake. Police, fire crews arrived minutes later, transported the driver to the hospital in critical condition. it sounds like hopefully this driver is going to be okay. Authorities actually said they didn't know his updated condition, but did say they're pretty sure it was a medical emergency. And that witness doesn't want to call himself a hero, but is thankful that he was in the right place at the right time. Because they said this car submerged so quickly that it was matter. I mean, every second counted to get this man out of this car safely. Metro Detroit is home to a couple of the best high schools in the country. U.S. News and World Report just released its annual rankings of the top high schools in their nation, and two in Michigan made the top 50. Ranked number 11 nationally and top in Michigan is International Academy of Macomb. And then the second best high school in Michigan is International Academy of Bloomfield Hills. That was ranked 21st nationally. So, cool. Pretty cool. Earlier this month, Archie Manning made it clear that his grandson, Texas quarterback Arch Manning, had no intention of leaving Texas after the 2025 season. But it turns out that Archie may have spoken out of turn, because when he was asked about those comments on Tuesday, Arch said that he wasn't sure where his grandfather got that idea. Taking it day by day.
Which makes sense, because if they go out and have a great year, they're the number one team preseason. He's a Heisman candidate. If he has a phenomenal year, what else is there to prove? If you're the national champ, you hold a stiff arm statue, you go pro. And if he doesn't, he can absolutely come back.
Yeah. It's a decision that there's so much football to be played between now and then. Don't pin yourself into a corner.
Yeah. Yep. According to a new study, grown-ups are in their kids' meal era.
What?
So 44% of adults have and are ordering kids' meals for themselves when they go out to eat.
Smaller portions?
You nailed it. Well, part of
cost.
It. Part of it is smaller portions. And then, of course, it comes down to saving money. So experts say that underlying causes speak to the change in eating habits. They actually reference the GLP-1 medications everyone's taking, you get fuller faster, so you don't need to eat a lot. Plus, a lot of people just want a smaller portion. They don't want a whole plate full of food. So
is this like kids' meals at fast food, or is this kids' meals at sit down? Because we've done that topic before about...
It's a little bit of both. I mean, what this article is referencing, they do say they do reference McDonald's, saying that that's the country's biggest seller of kids' meals, right? The Happy Meal. But they also talk about restaurants as well. So I think this article relates to both sit down and fast food.
Now, you guys didn't like the idea of people ordering off the kids' menu, right?
It would feel weird to me.
I think it's one thing at a sit down restaurant. It's another thing at a fast food joint.
You know, a lot of the things that I eat, the kids' menu, to me, there's not a lot of healthy options. You get you get burgers, chicken fingers, grilled cheese.
Mac and cheese sometimes.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
The things that I have done. My daughter loves salmon, and so do I. And I'll usually get a salad with salmon, and then I'll order another side salmon for her. It's better than me ordering a whole salmon meal for my 3-year-old.
A 3-year-old eating salmon. I feel like she's going to have a more sophisticated palate than you.
That's the only good thing we got. So I'm like, if we lose out on salmon, shoot, I've got peanut butter. That's about it. So we're holding on to the salmon. I hope she doesn't lose that. But you never know. Day to day, it changes. I'll save this one about an influencer and her use of ChatGPT.
Stay tuned for that with the last news of the day. Coming up next... There are 5 NFL teams expected to take a step back, including 2 in the NFC North. We'll get to it next, 97.1.
Hey, Detroit, it's Heather. Did you know military veterans in our area are holding on to millions in debt? That's why Verizon is partnering with the Detroit Lions to tackle it head on. At Verizon, they know how valuable veterans are. They employ over 8,000 of them, and they don't want to see veterans held back by financial debt. So they're stepping up, committing to eliminate up to $1 million in veteran debt in the greater Detroit area this year. Plus, for every Lions win, an additional $100,000 will be eliminated. And that's not all. Verizon is giving active military and veteran families a special mobile plan discount starting at just $25 per line a month for four lines on unlimited welcome, and they're backing it with a three-year price lock guarantee. Verizon is freeing some of our best from financial burdens. Stop by a Verizon store to learn more and see how they're honoring our veterans today. Discount for personal lines only for military and veterans. Approved verification documents required. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Needed that. Close play at the plate. Gleyber Torres, the cutoff man. Have a night. Threw a missile.
Yeah. I mean, if anything in that... that whole chain breaks down, or if there's, you know, if anybody's trying to regrip the ball, it's safe and you lose that game.
John, we have an NFL story to get into here with people, and it involves the Lions. They are one of the five teams listed by ESPN expected to take a step back. The five teams are the Kansas City Chiefs, the Minnesota Vikings, the Washington Commanders, the Indianapolis Colts, and our Detroit football team. Some of that makes sense, right? Kansas City won 15 games. Detroit won 15 games. Minnesota won 14 games. But how big a step back, I think, is the question for people today. Because I could see it for all five of those teams. I actually expect all five of those teams to take a step back. But what does that look like for our Lions? Like from 15 to what? 14, 13, 12, 11, right. 10. How big of a step back do people expect from the Lions this season? And they detail a lot of the things we've talked about, right? The new coordinators, a couple new dudes up front on the offensive line in the interior, the second hardest schedule on paper. And specifically, they broke down Goff with pressure and not, pointing out that all quarterbacks struggle when they're pressured. But he goes from the best passer without pressure to 28th with. So, John, how big a step back?
Well, first of all, you can be a better team and not be a 15-win team. You can be a better team, and especially with this schedule and the way that they're going to have to learn on the run with the coordinators, with the O-line, defensive coordinator. Like, you can be a better team at 12 wins, 13 wins than you were last year at 15 wins. Mm-hmm. The ultimate goal is, what do you do in the postseason? So if we're just defining a step back as anything that is less than 15 wins, yeah, they take a step back.
Yeah, well, they might not have the one seed this year. That'd be a step back.
It would be a step back win in the playoffs. But if they win in the playoffs, if they win that wild card game, and if they win in that second round of the playoffs, now all of a sudden, maybe you took a step back in the regular season, but you took a step forward in the postseason. That's all that matters.
People, he's killing me. I get what you're saying, but if they lose twice as many football games, or, you know, if they lose 12-5 twice as many football games.
I'm not going to argue anyone, and I know you're very, this is black and white.
No,
it's an easy
question, John. How, like, walk down the path. What does the regular season look like?
I don't want to walk down your
path. You're going to be stubborn is what you're going to be.
No,
just give me a perspective of, like, okay, what does it look like? This regular season, you mentioned, there's more traps and pitfalls and questions. What does it actually look like when it plays out just regular season? Because I can't guarantee who they're playing in the playoffs. I can't tell you how McNeil's going to look when he comes back. I don't know what the offensive line's going to look like. But just the regular season, what do you think?
At the Packers, at the Ravens, at the Bengals, at the Chiefs, at the Commanders, at the Eagles. That's six road games. Some of and all varying difficulties, but they're all tough games to go on the road and win.
Yes.
If they're 4-2 in those games, even if you're 3-3 in those games, I think this is a better team than they had last year. So I'm not going to give you the easy answer of 14 wins, it's a step back. 12 wins, it's a step back. I'm going to tell you that because no schedule is ever going to, from year to year, going to be the same. If they end up with 12 wins, win the division, there's no step back.
So you don't even want to concede that point that they take a step back.
I think it's possible they take a step back. And if it's 10 wins, they don't win the division, it's certainly a step back.
Right.
And so you're going to have to look at those games and say, well, if they go 1-5 in those games, it's a step back because they're no better than they were last year. And they're going to be healthier.
Right.
I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know if Hutch is going to play in all those games. I don't know if
Goff
is
going to play in
those. Yeah, they're going to have to be healthier. So if they're 500 in those six games, I think this is going to be a 12 or 13 win team.
Okay.
And they're going to be division winners. They're going to be in the playoff. And I think they'll be better off having played this schedule, learning more about themselves, and being able to adjust in more significant manner when they get to the postseason, so they'll be a better team. So, no, I got to the point. No step back.
Okay, at the end of the Lions blurb,
you're welcome,
they say something similar, John, right? Well, they expect to step back. They'd be shocked if the Lions became the 49ers of last year and out-and-out missed the playoffs.
Yep.
They write, Detroit should still settle back into the 12-win range after last season's two-loss campaign.
So for all you mathematicians out there, yes, I know 14 is less than 15, and that is a step back in terms of the math. But in terms of football, is not a linear game. Yes, it's, you know, it's 100 yards. I go down that road. If they're a 12-win team with this schedule, and then they get to the postseason, and they're better prepared for the postseason, it's not a step back.
Can I help you guys here?
Please.
We need to stop doing win totals from last year to this year and taking it literal.
Yeah. Okay.
We do.
Great way to put it.
The first time ever two 14-win teams played for a division. It was an anomaly. It doesn't mean... So if they win 12 games, they look good. They lose a couple close ones or 13 or whatever. I don't really would call that a step back. We have to look at it like figuratively.
Okay.
Thank you. That's how I was approaching it. Yet, everything's black and white over here was trying to paint me.
It's not. You know, if their defense can hold its own against one of these elite quarterbacks early in the year without a Lee McNeil, we're going to raise eyebrows. But guess what? They could lose three games, and that would be worse. It's not that. We can't do literal.
Yeah, I think they could take a step back record-wise and still be a team that goes further in the postseason. Absolutely. And in fact, if you were to compare them to the other teams that they expect to take a step back, like, I see it as a far worse situation for Minnesota. You want to talk about, oh, well, we have to, you know, bring in a new offensive coordinator. We know who our quarterback is and what he's capable of. They don't. J.J. McCarthy is an unknown, and I would say is a downgrade as a rookie from what they got out of Sam Darnold a year ago. And a great note on them, they went 8-1 in one score games, and they forced 33 turnovers, which we know year to year that does not continue. Turnovers don't continue every single year. That it ends up being one of the most volatile stats in all of football. They are much more likely to take a big step back than the Detroit Lions. The Commanders, they point out 87% conversion on fourth down. Does that sound sustainable? Absolutely not. They won five games in the final moments. They took advantage of a last place schedule. Their defense, Lions didn't do anything about it, wasn't very good. Like, they are a team I expect to take a step back. Kansas City, what's going on the left side of that line losing Joe Tooney? Now, because they have Reed and Mahomes and a good defense, they're not going to miss the playoffs. They're going to stabilize, and I view them a lot like the Lions. Teams that won't win 15 games, but will probably win 12, win their division, and they're going to make their noise in the playoffs. That's where they're judged.
And I don't know. I don't know what they're doing in Kansas City. You can't question them because they're always one of the best teams in the NFL, and they've won multiple Super Bowls. But the Super Bowls that they have lost, what has been the one common denominator? Patrick Mahomes running for his life.
Yeah.
And they just don't want to invest in that offensive line with any quality. Eventually, he may take a hit and get hurt. Or at worst, okay, you make it to the Super Bowl, but you're running for your life and you can't win it. Like, that's why I think Kansas City takes a step back. I still think they win the division.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sit there and say if they're 10-0 in one score games, if you say this year that they have nine games where they're one score games, do I think they're 9-0? Absolutely.
Tech says Lions will drop to 11-6. They could lose a couple silly ones early in the season. Lions could take a step back and win the Super Bowl, so let's take a step back. At Chicago at the end of the year will be a tough one on Goff from an unnamed texter. Outdoors, if they haven't figured out the interior of the line, sure. That actually is a good thing. We're going to do that coming up next, John. Understanding they're not going to win them all. And I know you want to fight even that point because as a player, we could win every single game. Understanding they're not going to win as many games this year in the regular season and can still be a very good team. What's the one win that they must get to you? There's a lot of measurement games on the schedule. Measuring stick games on the schedule. I want you to ponder it. 248-539-9797. As a ticket texter puts it, come on, John. Just tell Jim exactly what he wants to hear. John, you can have your own opinion on this next. We'll keep the conversation rolling. It's 97.1.
Hey, if you're thinking about replacing your roof, you got to call Mike Beatty and my friends over at Rapid Roofing. Rapid Roofing uses only the highest quality roofing materials and products, and they'll professionally install your new roof and back it with the best warranties in the business. Most jobs are completed in one day. It's what they did for my roof when I hired them. And if you're not in the market for a new roof, don't worry. Rapid also offers various other home improvement services, such as window and siding installation to enhance your home's curb appeal. Right now, you can get 0% financing on select approved credit, and the offer's not valid with other promotions. They're going to come out, and that goes until 2030. Call them at 888-360-ROOF, or you can find more information on the web at rapidroofing.com. They're going to give you that free 17-point attic and roof inspection, tell you exactly what they're going to do. We hired Rapid Roofing a few years ago. They did a great job on our house. Protect your family's home like I did and restore your peace of mind. That number again, 888-360-ROOF, or on the web at rapidroofing.com.
All right, we got response on the phones and ticket text. The question was, Lions, taking a step back, that's the expectation. If you're willing to concede even that, John, we want to know how far of a step back do people expect? And then my question was, what's the game they got to win? They got a bunch of big games on the schedule. Is there one they've got to win in the midst of a really tough schedule? new offensive line, new coordinators, etc. 248-539-9797. We've got some response to all that, and we have a response to Heather's new drop. Ticket Texter says,
Louise.
Adult boys want the same thing. So Paul Sarah grabbed that while he was with us for the week, and that was his parting gift to us. We now have
Did you
Greg
just find
back.
That out?
That was a drop? Early this morning I did.
Yeah,
I mean, it didn't
know.
Even cross my mind.
The statement.
Oh, did I just find the statement out?
Breaking news. I mean, can we get the siren?
248 all boys.
539-9797. Okay, we got to move on. We have to do a serious radio show here about serious topics. Lions, gridiron, let's go. Okay, John, what's the game that you go, they got to win this one, even if they lose some others along the way?
All right, I'll try and make this one a little easier on you.
Play along?
Yeah, and I know a lot of people want to say, you know, Packers, because it's division opponent. It's right out the gate. It's got to set the tone. I'm going to look a little further down the list, and you've got a stretch of NFC games where it's the Bucs, the Vikings, the Commanders, Eagles, and those Commanders-Eagles games are on the road. That's where you should start to get, or at least consider getting Alim McNeil back.
Sure.
Getting him in the mix. And I think with what happened in the playoffs last year, and some of it is the Commanders are going to be a force to be reckoned with for the foreseeable future. I don't think they're going anywhere. I think we're starting to, could this be the Pistons, Bulls, 80s, you know, got to get over the Celtics, the Bulls got to get over the Pistons, like, and I'm not saying they got to get over the Washington, but I think there's a nice, fun rivalry between two teams that are going to be forces for a while. Last year, Washington got the better of Detroit. We are going to their house this year, and it's a prelude to playing the Eagles. I think that Commanders game, because of where it sits, that's a must-win game.
Well, there was this thought, like, Jaden Daniels is going to terrorize the NFC for years to come, and you got to get payback. So emotionally, you circle that one. You could say the Eagles, but I'm not really worried about beating them in the regular season. I know I got to beat them in the postseason. Tom, was there a game for you?
Before I give mine, John, I cannot believe you think the Commanders are like that. That could go to that rivalry. I think the Commanders could be a little overrated.
They might be, but Jaden Daniels isn't going anywhere. He can win a lot of games for
but
him.
But he could have a second year like C.J. Stroud.
Sure.
But if he wins MVP, they're going to be great. I'm just going to say this, though. They won a ton of close games last year. They were a very, very fortunate team.
But what did they do for him? They went and got him a good left tackle. Right? He's going to be more protected, not going to have to run around as much. It's still part of his game, but he'll be able to deliver the ball downfield. Now, who knows what happens with Scary Terry?
But they had so much break their way last year, like those last second wins, including a Hail Mary. I think they could be good, but like a 10-win team. You know, I don't expect them to run away. And
I still think the Eagles are king in the East. We'll see.
Yeah.
But to the point, mine is, I know it is stating the obvious. It's the first game for the Lions. It's a divisional road game. They've kind of, you know, had their way with Green Bay a little bit under Campbell. I think getting off to a good start, banking some wins, starting 2-0 because Chicago's the next week in the North, you're really seizing control of the division already. And then you got those games 3 out of 4 against Burrow, Lamar, and Mahomes.
So think about this. It could be the difference in a 2-1 or a 1-2 start.
Right.
Because you feel like you should beat the Bears, and we know Baltimore is going to be a pain. It's the difference between a 2-1 or a 1-2 start. And
when I picked them to go 11-6.
Could be 3-0.
I think they're starting 3-3. I think winning those games on the road without Alim McNeil is going to be a very tall task.
But it's critical to get the first one.
But if Terrion Arnold steps up and is a really good corner, then maybe they could win one of those games. You know, to me, Terrion Arnold is such an important player this year.
They go to Cincinnati. They go to Washington. They go to Philadelphia. They go to Baltimore. They go to Kansas City.
And there's a lot of people that are just writing those off as losses. I don't think that they go there and just simply lose all those games. I think there's some of those games they are going to go there and win. And I know I chirped in there with the snarky 3-0. They could be 3-0, right? Because they haven't played a game yet. We don't know what this team is going to be, but it's at the Packers, it's the Bears, and then their first gigantic test is at the Ravens. What is this team going to be? Who is Jared Goff going to be? Can they go on the road? Last time they went to Baltimore, they got smoked.
Well, yeah. This team's better than that team.
Right.
But I mean, that's a tall task.
Well, then maybe you want to see Baltimore's the one game because it's early and it would be proof that they're going to be better than people think. The doom isn't going to set in. Let us know. 248-539-9797. See, I'm kind of expecting them to lose some of those early games. What I need to see is them go to the extra gear in the second half of the season. So I'm looking at the Packers the second time in November, late November. That's a game where you should have McNeil. That's where you need to start turning the corner and revving things up and making sure you secure your division. I think the Packers are the second best team in this division. So strategically, I want that one. 248-539-97. Yeah, Thanksgiving. Let's make it happen. Let's party. I'm sure Heather would like to see a win on Christmas Day, right?
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
Be better than a loss.
Well, it is.
What, of course. Sulking all Christmas Day?
No. There'll be no sulking because he will not be watching. He will be enjoying the gift opening.
Yeah, he'll have no idea
time.
What happens at in that Lions game. He will have no idea.
Yeah, Colin has an angry side. I mean, Christmas night after a loss?
Heather,
time
that's
for
the
bad
one
kids.
They need to win that one for your sake. Let's get to the phones. Yeah. Greg in Detroit. Greg, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Love you guys. Well, here's something for you. I don't think the Lions are going to take a step back at all. I think one thing that has to happen to any team, you have to learn how to win, and you learn how to win through great hardships. And I think the Lions suffering that going out of the first round loss was a great hardship. I think with all the winning that they've been through, they finally this year are more grounded. And I think that everybody has something to improve now. The defense, it's going to be back. We're going to have more of a defense. And so I understand that last year we were 12 points from going away from having an undefeated season. Also, all our losses were at home, so I'm not worried about going away. And even in our losses at home, we scored over 100 points in the combination of those three losses. So I don't see us stepping back at all. I see a grounded and more focusedness.
Maybe I set this up all wrong. I mean, I had the assumption.
Well, I think I ruined your whole segment.
It won't be the last time.
No.
You know what I think I screwed up?
I'll do it again.
I thought it was assumed they were going to take a step back. But I got calls. I got a co-host. I got people in the city. Whoa, we're not taking a step back. Guys,
oh, yeah.
It's okay.
You mean somebody disagreed with you? How dare us?
Guys, it's okay to take a step back because it may be the best thing in the world for this team. Like, they're going to get tested a ton in the regular season. They're going to get baptized in some tough environments for a young offensive line.
We just have a different definition of what a step back means.
I think that last guy's got him 17-0.
Well, he may have him 17-0. I do not think they're 17-0.
That's the first concession I've gotten you to make.
Yes.
97-1.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.